Tim, let me start off by saying the drug dog is not searching anybody's lockers or cars or
anything. Dang it!
Someone started a rumor, strangled, and it's not true. We're not. That was not why we did the extended class break this morning. So today's assembly really is just all education, which is.
High school principal Rick Dormer stressed education as he started off the assembly, but he also made it clear the drug dog would be coming back. School officials may conduct searches in the future. The dog is a large German shepherd named Justice, who whined softly as he stood by on stage with his partner, investigator Ramey Vinson. The two work with CCAD, Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, so does local police sergeant Heidi Agner.
We are here because the school has asked us to be here. And with that, when Justice and investigator Vincent come back here, if we were to find drugs in the school, that would, of course, then be up to the school, per their policy, to decide what punishments and things would happen to you, whoever had the drugs here.
Agner told students that illegal drug possession within a school zone is not a minor offense, it's a felony, and could have lasting consequences on their lives.
You get a lot of time in jail for those. You lose a lot of your rights as a citizen because of that. So if you're in school, if you're 500 feet from the school, and you possess any of those drugs, including marijuana that everybody thinks is not serious to have, that's a felony. Okay? So if you're over back here by the middle school, across the street, parking your car, smoking a doobie, that is a felony offense. Okay?
Another big thing about the training of the dog is the dog doesn't use drugs. A lot of people think you can get him addicted to drugs, so they look for it. No, what he's looking for is a toy. He associates the smell of drugs with a toy, so it's a big game for him. So you'll see him getting.
Investigator Vincent is retired from the Juneau Police Department. He's been a policeman for 39 years. Justice is about 5 years old and certified as a drug detection canine under state and federal standards. Vincent answered plenty of questions from the students and teachers. Several asked about Justice's training and how well he could distinguish drugs that people had tried to hide using other substances.
Peanut butter and coffee and stuff like that don't work. Perfume, the dogs break down the smell so much. It's like when you smell a hamburger cooking, you smell the hamburger cooking. He smells the pepper and the salt and the fat and everything else. He breaks it all down. So, and we do the training, like we hide drugs underneath pizza boxes, stuff with pizza and with food and other scents that can kind of help mask it.
One student asked what drugs Justice was able to detect.
Marijuana, heroin, cocaine, meth. However, we did one of his big seizures was a bunch of Oxycontin. And I'm assuming, because he can't tell me what he's smelling, I'm assuming that probably whoever packaged it, because they stuck it in peanut butter and resealed it, it looked like it was a package job. It looked good. But I think maybe whoever packaged that was smoking marijuana or something, and then the scent got on.
After a lengthy question and answer period, it was time for the demonstration. Vincent and Justice left the auditorium briefly while a couple of student volunteers helped police set things up. I asked some of the older students in the audience for their thoughts on the idea of bringing a drug dog to school.
I'm pretty smart on their part.
Yeah, it's smart, I guess, because, I don't know, it might be needed in the future or something. Not really like anything going on right now, but if there's ever is like a case, like the last couple of years, I guess there's been a couple, then it'd be nice to have one, I guess.
I think less people get in trouble because they're going to know that a drug dog's going to come to school, so that's probably going to save a bunch of people from getting in more trouble. So
it's like a deterrent almost?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a good educational experience for everyone, just to get familiar when they start, I guess, bringing dogs into school so everyone is not completely, like, panicking.
When Vincent and Justice returned to the stage, they were faced with a bunch of identical paper grocery sacks on a table. All were empty except for one, which contained a bag of pot supplied by police, of course. The audience knew which bag had the pot, but the canine unit didn't until they got to work.
Where's your toy?
Pot.
Where's Justice's toy? Where's it at?
It didn't take long for Justice to nose the right bag and get his toy, a bouncing ball.
Get behind you, Rick.
Is that the right one?
So basically that's it. I just have him lay down there. It's kind of a ritual. Pretend to hide a toy. And he thinks I'm actually hiding one. And that's why we try to have other people throw or throw where he can't see it. So he really thinks that there's a toy hiding in there. That's why he stops and stares at them.
The drug dog visit was as much about deterrence as it was about education. It's one of the ideas school officials have pursued in the face of heightened concern over teen substance abuse in Petersburg in general. Principal Rick Dormer does not think there are a lot of drugs in the schools at this point.
I really don't feel that we have a lot of kids that are bringing drugs. I really don't believe that. But we know that we have our students using drugs, I think, when they go home and party on the weekends. I think that's where it's really happening, and there's going to be some spillover from that. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, someone brings something to school because they feel like, well, we did on the weekends, let's keep the party going. So I know that it's there, but I don't think it's a huge issue. But we know it's a community issue, and it's hurting our kids, and we know that.
Dormer said he appreciated the police working with the school district to help educate students about these issues. Justice may pay another visit to the district later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.